moment, we're looking for about 70 more volunteers that'll help us to support children during the day, afternoons, evenings and weekends. So we're really looking for people that can give their time at any sort of time of the week, because there will be shifts available for them.
How vital is that role of the volunteer at Childline?
It can really take a lot for a child to make the decision to call Childline or contact us online. It can be a really, really big step for them. If there aren't enough volunteers here to answer those calls, children will just hang up and they won't contact us because they don't want to be waiting, you know, when they've got an important issue that they want to talk to us about. So it's really vital that we have enough volunteers to be there for children when they really need us.
Do you find that you go through stages of having an influx of volunteers maybe, and then there's quieter periods?
Absolutely. You know, at the moment it's exam time and we have a great amount of volunteers that are students at the moment, so they're studying in their exams at the moment, and as we get into the summer we do need more volunteers for our service.
You mentioned exam time, but I guess that can work the other way in terms of the influx of calls that come in for issues like exams.
Absolutely. We've been so busy recently. We've had so many children that have been worried about exams and really concerned about how they're going to do and what the results are going to be. So this will be something that continues right through the summer as children are waiting for their results as well. So it's always a really busy time at Childline when there's exams around.
Talk me through then the role of the volunteer and exactly what it is that they do.
Okay, so our Childline volunteers, they're here to answer calls from children when they call us up at the service, and they can also be there to answer emails from young people. But we also talk to young people online, which is a great way for children to contact us. So it really opens up that possibility that you can talk to us without actually speaking, you know. So for some young people it's great to have that because they're worried, they're shy, they don't really know how to put things into words. So we really need volunteers that have got all those skills as well. They can talk to children on the phone, but they can also talk to them online as well.
So what do people have to have? A certain set of skills to become a Childline volunteer?
To become a volunteer, you need to be someone that really cares about children and young people. You need to be, I'd say, quite open-minded and non-judgmental. You need to also be prepared to maybe listen to things that are quite distressing at times, but also having a good sense of humour is good as well, because, you know, children like to joke with us and tell us stories about their lives as well. So you need to be someone that really genuinely likes children and wants to be there when they need someone to talk to.
And do you receive an element of training when you do sign up, you know, in terms of going on to become a Childline volunteer?
Absolutely. All of our Childline volunteers go through a training programme with us here at Childline. It's usually about 43 hours of training. This includes your training sessions here at the Childline base, but also in addition to that, you have observation and mentored shifts. This is where you get the opportunity to sit in the counselling room with experienced volunteers and listen to calls and take calls and online chats with the support of experienced volunteers as well.